Welcome to Life, Business, and Publishing Podcast. Conversations with Tiffany A. Greenhood. Tune in weekly as she drops life-changing gems to evolve, grow, and build the life, brand, and business you deserve.
Tiffany A. Greenhood, and I teach authors the business of publishing. Welcome to my podcast. It's been a minute, but guess what? We're going to jump right in and give you some knowledge. This will not be long, but I want to drop some knowledge concerning focusing too much on the book. So I'm speaking to the authors. There are several authors out here that have books and they have not moved at all, meaning there are no sales. They haven't focused on branding. They have no idea how to market, who to market to, and just, what do I do? What do I do with this book that has amazing content, whether it's my personal story, whether it's about an experience that I had, whether it's about some information I want to give out to the world or whatever. I need to know what to do with it, right? So, of course, y'all got, you all know that I focus on building the business as an author, building the brand as an author, right? But what happens is too many times authors focus so much on the very book sale that nothing else happens. They don't think about creating other products from the book, right? And this is simply because the process of branding is null and void. When you are building a brand and not just building a book, or building book sales, or it's just about the sale, it's just about the next dollar. It's kind of like, I like to say, once I buy your book, then what? What else do you have for me, right? And what a lot of authors don't know is that you can have an entire platform to offer, period. Now, if you don't have anything else for them specifically outside of your book, not your fault. But if you don't have anything else for them that you are offering and you have set up, you never know, especially for coaches. You can write a book pertaining to your personal story. And this is how that turns into coaching. This is how I escaped or I was healed from this situation or how this is what I learned from this situation. This is what helped me survive this situation. This is what helped me succeed in this situation, right? That's all day long coaching, right? So why not have in your branding, right? This is why that should be the foundation of selling your book. That should be the foundation of selling anything and have, yes, the book is a part of that. But when you make the sale your end all be all, as I like to say, what it does is it limits you. It puts limits on top of limits on top of limits. And what happens is that's how you end up with the book on the shelf collecting dust. No sales, no nothing, no exciting stories about your book making a difference and reaching the audience that it was created for. All right. So don't focus so much on the book. Go back to branding. Even if your book is already published, it could have been 10 years. Let me tell you one huge tip. Guess what? You can relaunch. You can rebrand. And this doesn't mean you have to go in and change the entire content of the book. You could do a new cover if that's what you want to do. You can use the same cover and place on there second edition, right? So a lot of times, if the original was a flop, just saying, if the original didn't work out so well, but now you have a better understanding of what to do, and that's actually what I'm here for, what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and why you should do it, you can always relaunch. You can always relaunch. Never think you cannot relaunch a book. I don't care how many years it's been. Okay, so we're going to move on past that. But my point is, don't give up. Don't give up on your book. Don't give up on your brand. Don't give up on your business. But like I always tell authors, your book is a business. Treat it as such, right? That's where we go wrong. So anywho, build the brand, build the legacy, build the audience, and flourish, people. No one is stopping you but you. Now go and be great. Thank you for listening. Be sure to write a 5-star review if this podcast has blessed any area of your life. Connect with me across social media at Black Writer Space. That's with 2 S's. I am most active on Instagram and Periscope, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Have an amazing and very blessed day.